Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
In the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, entirely devoted to what's been going on over the last couple months, both with our network and with me personally, and what's coming next, which again is Monday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Westwood One Sports, the merger of BetMGM Network and the Infinity Sports Radio Network. Acknowledging, of course, the people that, you know, that did not have as good an outcome as I did, and that just continue to say, just especially around the holiday season, just that, you know, I think things will go well for them, and I sincerely hope that that's the case, and I think the new show is going to rock. Like, I think it's going to be awesome. I really think it's going to be something really special, and I am filled with excitement for this new show. Like, I can't wait for it. Still have a couple housekeeping items to get to in a little bit here, including just a little bit more on how I plan to serve a lot of the listeners and viewers of the show, some of like the long-time listeners and viewers who I'm very grateful for, grateful to all of our audience, but certainly grateful to those that have been with me and been with this show for a long time. We will get into all of that. I've got a fun quasi-surprise for now, to share with everybody. I'm looking forward to that. I got clearance on that earlier today from one of the higher-ups at Odyssey that I can say that, and we will talk to one of the members of our crew as kind of just like, you know, let this nightmare end, please. Please. That's coming up in a little bit. And we will roll through week 17 in the National Football League. We'll talk about Christmas Day, those slate of games, and Saturday and Sunday as well. But joining us right now, I think we have him here on video. There he is. We've got him. Stink, I apologize. I couldn't see you, so didn't know if you were there, so I'm doing what we call in the business filibustering or vamping. I'm just, like, talking to fill space. Odyssey yes. Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth joins us now, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Welcome back to the show, my friend. Merry early Christmas to you and your family. How's it going?
It is going well. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Awesome. Let's start with the Denver Broncos, Stink. I said yesterday on the show, and Bill Zimmerman reminds. Unfortunately, this is sad because you are on the air. Your show in Denver is on the air. It's the same time as what my show is going to be next week. This is our last weekly hit together. Hopefully, we'll get to have you on more in the future. We'll get to do more stuff together in the future. But thank you very much, sincerely, for coming on this football season. You've made our show better. Thank you.
I appreciate that. It's been a blast. I really do. So, yeah, it's been great. Sorry that it doesn't work out going forward, but we'll make it work at some point.
Absolutely. And, you know, because of you, I don't know that I expected to find myself on TMZ this year, but when you talked about peeing on the floor and the, you know, it did make it. That son of a bitch went really far, man. That was pretty fun. Let's talk some ball. Talk about your Broncos. I said yesterday on Monday, I looked at the loss to Jacksonville, and they kind of got handled in the game by the Jaguars, right? Like, this kind of thing happens over the course of a long season, right? They had the long winning streak. Okay, they lost. The defense didn't look great. I'm willing to hand wave it a little bit and say, I don't think this is indicative of a larger issue. I still think Denver's awesome. Where do you stand on this? Because the Broncos didn't just lose. They got handled by Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars.
Yeah, they did. It was obviously it was disappointing, but there's a couple things that I looked at during the course of that game. I think it's all those little things. And I've been on, you know, I was talking about this on The Stinkin' Truth. I'm uniquely qualified to talk about it because with the Redskins, we started out the season in 1991, 11-0 before we lost our first game. And then with the Broncos in 1998, we started out the season 13-0 before we lost our first game.
And do you remember who you lost to with Denver or no?
What's that?
Do you remember who you guys lost to with Denver?
Oh, yeah. We lost to the Giants in New York. And the following week, we lost to Miami in Miami.
Kent Graham to him. So listen, I just need to say this. 15-year-old Nick Costos, huge Giants fan. Kent Graham to Amani Toomer. I remember like being on the floor and like grabbing the chair next to me and like convulsing on the floor when the Giants won that game. It was a big deal to beat you guys. I wasn't playing for the Giants, obviously, but I remember that like it was yesterday. You guys had a happy ending, went on to win the Super Bowl that year. Please continue.
I actually think the guy that gave up that touchdown to Amani Toomer, I don't want to besmirch him, but I think we cut him. I'm not going to give you his name, but I think we cut him down. I don't know if he made the flight home with us.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, I think one of those things, Nick, is it's all the little things that compile. You know, all the things the coaches tell you about. Hey, man, you know. Eventually we get a holding call there, we get a procedural penalty there, or we get a pass interference there, you know. Eventually that'll cost us a game, guys. That's going to cost us a game. And everybody while you're winning goes, oh, yeah, got it, can't do that. And then one of those games happen where a team is very, you know, very put together. They do a great job against you. They don't make mistakes, and you continue to make the same mistakes over and over again. And all of a sudden you don't have that play. You don't have that one thing that bails you out. And all those little mistakes end up costing you a game. And then you sit down on Monday after you lose that first one, and the coaches say, remember I told you about the pass interference stuff? Here it is. Remember I told you about the missed tackles and it was going to cost us a game? Well, here's four missed tackles that cost us over 150 yards. Those are the things that happen. Here's a missed tackle that cost us a touchdown. So all those things tend to pile up. One of the things about going on a long winning streak like that is you hear all over the place how good you are, and it's a little bit harder to coach those mistakes. It's a little bit harder, you know, to get your guys to buy into that because the human nature of it is, man, we are crushing people, right? Or we are winning, and we've got this thing in lockdown. And so eventually one of those losses can really be a benefit to you. Hey, Trevor Lawrence played great. The Jacksonville Jaguars played great. Parker Washington was all over the place for the Jags. All these things can be a really good thing for the Broncos. I still think, like you, they're a very, very good team. It's just hard to win that many games in a row without having a game cost you. And better now than what happened to me in 1996, being the number one seed overall and having Jacksonville come into Denver in a divisional round and beat us in the playoffs in an AFC team or in an AFC conference at the time that we were clearly better than everybody else, cost us a chance to go to Super Bowl. So those things happen better now than later. And every goal that they had, winning the division, number one seed, all those goals that they came into before the season started are still attainable. So it's probably a kind of a blessing in disguise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I remember that game. Was it Jimmy Smith caught the ball in the end zone, 30-27? And you guys would get them back like later on, but I don't remember if it was Jimmy Smith, but I remember watching that game and being like no way. Like, I can't believe that this just happens. Ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. That particular game, by the way, we came into that game where Jacksonville had an opportunity to check us out at just about every run based upon the formation. And that's, you know, it's really how the game is played today with all the canets, and everybody says, oh, we're going to get into the perfect, you know, we're going to get the perfect play based upon the defense they give us. And, you know, if they give us this, we're going to can it to this. And if they give us this, we're going to can it to that. And I always, like, in a small dose, those things are good. But to me, I always hated that stuff, right? Because I was always like, this is our identity. This is what we do. Let's go out in there and just whip somebody's ass. And so anyhow, that's kind of what happened to us. And interestingly enough, Terrell Davis, you know, was unstoppable. I had 1,700, 1,800 yards that year. They checked us out of our run game, I mean, a bunch of times. And at the end of the day, Terrell had like 16 carries for 95, 96 yards, something. But they kept getting us checked out of it, where he always had, you know, 25 carries for 150 yards. And it's just one of those coaching things that always bothered me. It bothered me before we ended the game. As a matter of fact, I came home on Wednesday night after we installed the game plan. And my wife was like, what's wrong? I go, I hate what we're doing right now. I hate this. This is not who we are.
Could you ever say that to Coach Shanahan or no?
Not at the time. No, not at the time. But, man, I just did not. Like, we've talked about it since. But it's just one of those things. Like, I just never want to be – I never, as a team, want to get checked out of things that we do well, right? I never want to let them dictate. I want to be the ones that say, this is what we do. You know, come get a taste. It's kind of what I feel about the Houston Texans on the defensive side of the ball. They play come get a taste defense. You know, I mean, they're not trying to disguise. They're not doing a lot of, they're not, you know, super tricky. I mean, within the context of what they do, you know, they change things up from man to match and all those things. But, man, they're going to line up and they're just going to play. And, and they believe they're that good, and I think they are.
Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Just because like I love this stuff. I'm guessing we don't even have to talk about it. I could ask you about the AFC, but probably pretty cathartic for you guys on the run to the Super Bowl the next year. Blowing out the Jaguars, beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead, then you guys beat the Steelers, right, in Pittsburgh, like to go to the Super Bowl. And then maybe you would have beaten the Packers the previous year, and they beat the Patriots, obviously, and then you were able to win that Super Bowl. And Justice, I think I've said this to you before also, just because like I love NFL history. The 91 Redskins are the team that never gets discussed as like the best team ever and like absolutely needs to be in that discussion as like the best single season team ever.
I'm sure you should
probably agree with that, but yeah.
I do. That team was a juggernaut, but it does go to show you, it's kind of like Detroit. Remember when Detroit lost to San Francisco in the NFC Championship game and Dan Campbell, you know, at the podium was like, hey man, I told these guys, you never know if you're ever going to get back here.
I think about it a lot. I think about that a lot. Like with every Lions loss, it's like he said that. They should have won that. I bet the money line. I can't believe they lost that game. They should have won.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, you know, it was interesting after we won that Super Bowl in 1991. Man, I thought, oh, shoot, we're going to win three or four more of these things. We were that loaded and that good. And it's funny, you get a couple of injuries and the next year we're 10-6 and we, you know, we end up losing the San Francisco in San Francisco in the playoffs. In a divisional round. And like the year after that, we, with Richie Pettibone, because Joe Gibbs stepped down, I think we were like 4-12. And, you know, it started the downward spiral of that organization. So it's amazing how quickly things can change.
Yeah. And also, like, I mean, like Dallas was percolating at that point. Like the Cowboys were about to go on like their 3 and 4 years. And my Giants in 1993 with Phil Simms won 11-5 and got blown out by Ricky Waters and the Niners. That was no fun. We have like a couple minutes here to close. The AFC is really interesting. I think we pretty much know who all the teams are going to be. Just like, is it going to be Pittsburgh or Baltimore? It's probably going to be Houston and not Phillip Rivers in Indianapolis. If I made you pick right now, and we don't know who's going to have home field, maybe Denver, maybe New England. Who's going to be the AFC representative in Super Bowl 60? 2 minutes for the answer.
Yeah, I still believe that Denver's going to capture the number one seed, and I'm really, obviously this is somewhat hopeful, but I still think they're a really good team. I think they're a really hard team to beat at home. So I'm kind of leaning in that direction, but I tell you, the team that people don't want to play right now is the Houston Texans. Houston Texans are legit, and defensively they are really, really good. And offensively, they're starting to come together. So I think those are the two teams that I think are the best overall teams. But, man, it is Nick, and you know this, man, it is so close. And there is no – to me, there's nobody that's really like a huge differentiator. There's nobody that's just that good. Pretty much in the NFC as well. So I could easily say, hey, man, I can pick seven teams that I think could represent, you know, the NFC and AFC in the Super Bowl, you know, combined. So I just, I think this is really, really tough. I'm going with Denver, but I won't be surprised if it's somebody else.
I love that. So Stink, I'm looking at your Pro Football Reference. Your career started in 1989. 91 Redskins versus 89 49ers. Who do you think wins?
Listen, man, the 49ers were a really good team. Well, of course, I think we win. But, you know, we were so good running the ball, so good at protecting the quarterback. 19 games. And get that, 19 games, we gave up 9 total sacks in a time where we threw a bunch of 7-step drops. You know, we dropped, we put it on everybody in the playoffs. You know, I mean, it was like 24-7 against Atlanta. I don't know what it was, 45-10 against Detroit.
The Detroit NFC Championship game. I remember watching NFL primetime that morning. I'm 8 years old with my dad and my grandfather, and it was Bills Broncos. And I remember like Tom Jackson picked like Denver and Detroit to win. And my grandfather like looks at me and my dad and is like, he's crazy. Like there's no way. Stink, we're out of time. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much for everything this season, man. We appreciate it.
You got it, man. Merry Christmas. Take care.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Mark Schlereth joining the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. More on the future of You Better You Bet, and we will get to Week 17 in the NFL next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.